So let's finish out talking a little bit about CAR T treatment, and we could talk about that all day. But Charlie, maybe you can just comment on what's been seen generally in terms of response in ALL.
It's amazing. I think we forget how important T cells are and how quickly they can do things. But in retrospect, we shouldn't be forgetful because they were designed to hit viruses and infections and do it very, very quickly. But with blinatumomab, you see responses. And with CAR Ts, one of the major clinical problems is actually they react so strongly and instantly with the target that the major initial clinical problem is managing cytokine release. And they've sort of figured out how to do that with steroids and sometimes IL-6 inhibitors. But along with the parallel work that's been done with PD-1 and whatnot, it's just a wake-up call as to where I think the answer to cancer is going. The CAR T cells seem to be a formidable thing to do, but in fact, industry has gotten involved with this simply because of the quality and magnitude of the responses. It requires apheresis, sending off the T cells to have them engineered. There are going to be different targets, there are going to be different ways of engineering the T cells, but there's absolutely no question about how profound these responses are. And then the issue is going to be just like with blinatumomab and inotuzumab in ALL, how to insert them into therapy.
Wendy, any comments about the responses that have been seen with CAR T?
Well, as Charlie said, the responses are nothing short of completely remarkable. The response rates are in the 80% to 90% range, complete response rates. And amazingly, all of those responses, or nearly all of them, are molecularly negative. That is, they've achieved eradication of minimal residual disease. And the median time to response in these trials is about 3 weeks. So it's really quite incredible.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special clinical investigator think tank on the management of acute and chronic leukemias.